Anxious maid calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, here it is, another week of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. I always thoroughly enjoy presenting some fantastic music to you, both locally based here in Vancouver, where the show is broadcast from, and of course, sounds from a long, long way away in Australia, where I grew up. My name is Matt. This is a weekly show all about Australian and Canadian music. We play Kiwi music as well. You can find us online, ozstrandedradio.com, and also at Twitter, at ozstranded. Now, we have a great interview this week. It's actually broken up into two parts. We're interviewing two members of a band called the W Lovers. Now, they are a fantastic contemporary Americana alt-country band, and they're primarily a two-piece, but they did just form a proper, like, full band. But they're a duo, their core duo, will be performing in Vancouver on Saturday night, the 22nd of August, at the great venue Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. And they'll be playing with Alaya Ray, a very well-regarded Vancouver band, and myself, M. Lund, will be opening the show. So, Fleur of the W Lovers was previously a solo artist named Fleur Jack, and she emigrated from New Zealand, and she, we actually had an interview with her a couple of years ago, and you can find that at the blog ozstrandedradio.com. If you type in Fleur Jack, you'll find that. This time, 2 years later, she's now formed this band, W Lovers, with her partner, her lover, who she met on a tour here. She was just fresh from New Zealand, and the story of how she met Wesley is quite remarkable, and you'll hear it very soon. So today's interview is with, first up we chat with Wesley, and then Fleur, and I sure enjoyed having a chat with both of them. You'll be hearing some music, of course, from W Lovers, and again, if you love what you hear, you can see them live at Café du Soleil on Saturday night, and they're up from Seattle, Washington. But first up, let's get into the older music, and geez, you know what? I just have not played enough Hoodoo Gurus on this show. Why have I not? I don't know. I've neglected them, and they're one of the all-time great Australian bands. They really did perfect a fantastic style of 60s power pop and garage with, you know, kind of psychedelic undertones and just great pop songwriting. And their primary, I guess, period was 1981 to 1997, but they did reform in 2003, and they're still at it. And they put out a couple of albums in the last 10 years, but they've just got such incredible back catalogue of classic singles like Liani from their first album, Tojo, you know, I Want You Back, Bittersweet, of course, Like Wild, Wipeout, What's My Scene, there's just so many songs. And they were well-regarded on the college radio circuit in the United States, and I guess here in Canada back in the 80s. We'll play a few tracks from them right now. You know, very hard to even scratch the surface of such a great band, but we'll play three for now, and definitely on another show we'll play some more Hoodoo Gurus.
Anymore. And out that door, out that door, out that door. We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coo, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. Any special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Catsilano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
There we have it, just legendary band. They're the Hoodoo Gurus from Australia. They were around, well, the huge era of popularity was the, I guess, the mid to late 80s, with real classic albums that they put out there, called Stone Age Romeos. Magnum Come Louder was another one, Blow Your Cool. They just had so many fantastic singles. I just picked three songs there. From the Hoodoo Gurus, first up we had a song called Out That Door from the Blow Your Cool album from 1987. Then we had Come Any Time.
when you're writing songs.
But the closeness of, obviously helps you to endure so many things together, because being being independent music is it's a hard thing to do, and to do it together, it's the teamwork must really help.
Absolutely, yeah. It's really nice to be in the same household and be so close. I feel like half of the songs that we've written wouldn't have really even come to fruition if we weren't so close.
I noticed actually in your Facebook page that you've already played with a band from Australia called Beloved Elk.
Yeah, that was just last night, and they are wonderful. I haven't heard their recorded material, but their live material, they played an acoustic guitar and drums, and we both sang, and it was really kind of spacey, eclectic, folky, just a really beautiful mix of a lot of different genres. I honestly can't even tell you what they are. Really, really talented couple of ladies.
Great. Well, we'll find some of their music and play it on the show today.
I encourage it. They're one of my favorites. And the drummer didn't bring brushes, so she went across the street and grabbed about 10 sets of chopsticks and taped them together. And I'd never seen anything like that. And halfway through, she reached down and ate her set list. I'm never going to forget that moment.
It's, us Australians, when we get overseas, we can anything can happen. Well, what can we here expect in Vancouver from you guys? Probably not any of those antics, I guess.
Well, I might eat my set list, depending on how it goes. we have a lot of new material. We have... I'm not sure if I'm going to bring my banjo up or not, but I've learned a couple new instruments. We have about 6 new songs that we're hoping to feature on our new album, new as of 2015.
So you'll be playing as just the duo up here in
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
And the band, the full band, has literally just occurred in the last couple of days.
Yeah. Our first rehearsal was tonight, and we will have our first performance as a full band on the 25th. At the Triple Door Music Aquarium in Seattle, if any of the listeners are going to be in the Seattle area.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
So that was part one of an interview. That was Wesley Wood from W Lovers. We're going to have part two of the interview, which will be his partner, Fleur Wood. And before that, let's play a couple of tracks. We're going to play you a W Lovers track recorded live on the radio. And also, before that, we're going to play a song from a band that was recommended there by Wesley Wood, an Australian group that he just played with in Seattle just last night. And the group is called Beloved Elk. They're from Melbourne. They're a two-piece. So let's play for you a track from them now, and then W Lover song, and then we'll get into part two of the interview with Fleur.
Yeah. called Waylon Song. I'm listening to a lot of Waylon Jennings.
This is about hopping in your Chevelle after a long 9-to-5 work shift. Holden Kingswood, if you will. Chevelle's what they're called back in Neck the Woods.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, so you just heard two tracks there. You are on Stranded. Okay, so you're on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. We're at ozstrandedradio.com anytime you'd like to check us out online. So, two tracks there. First up was a Melbourne-based two-piece called Beloved Elk, and a track of theirs called Beehive, which you can find on an EP called Peace Offering. BelovedElk.bandcamp.com, and that came recommended by our special guest this week, Wesley Wood of the W Lovers. You just heard his part of the W Lovers interview there. Part two is coming up right now with his partner, the other half of W Lovers, Flair Wood. And so, yeah, you also heard a W Lovers song there, a lovely live song called Waylon Song, and that was recorded live on 95BFM in New Zealand. Of course, Flairwood is Kiwi by origin, and if you just tuned in, you heard the fantastic story, very, very charming story of how Fleur and Wesley met here in North America and fell in love straight away and became songwriting partners. And their project now is called W Lovers. They're playing in Vancouver on Saturday night, a Café du Soleil, and I had a fantastic time chatting with both members of W Lovers. And let's get into part two now. So this is Flair Wood, and of course we did record an interview with her when she was known as Fleur Jack just a couple of years ago. So anyway, this is our latest chat. This is Flair Wood of the W Lovers. So Fleur, like since we last chatted, which was I think a couple of years ago now, how has life been for you? I mean, the W Lovers, I'm not sure it had it even started when we spoke last.
I don't think so. I think Wesley and I had been playing music together, but I don't think, no, the W Lovers didn't start until 2014. So in 2014 we relaunched because I've been doing my solo thing, and it was all fun and well, but we started playing together, and with Wesley being a songwriter too, I didn't really want to steal the limelight. So so we rebranded and hit the road running. We started the beginning of 2014, and we just played as many shows as we could, and we played 125 shows that year. And then this year, I think we're already up to 70 shows or 80 shows, and, you know, we're just over halfway through the year, I guess, or a little bit over that. But yeah, so it's... we've barely had time to even just stop and reflect on the things that we have been doing. And, you know, most recently, our with our crowdfunding, we, you know, had taken a step back and thought, well, we've done all of these shows, you know, our songs are really tight, we don't have the album. And we were still been selling, like, Fleur Jack CDs at the W Lovers shows. And, of course, I'm not even Fleur Jack anymore now that we're married, and Fleur Wood. So it seems kind of weird to be... you know, Fleur Jack seems like this alias or something now. It's kind of weird. But it's very much a work in progress. At the beginning of this year, we decided that, you know, because we've been writing songs for a couple of months already, and some we had great success with, some we had total belly-up failures with, and some we kind of met in the middle and then scrapped the ideas, or, you know, one of us would write the song and the other person would help finish it. So at the beginning of this year, we came up with some songwriting goals. Like, we wanted to write a couple of songs on different instruments. We wanted to write a song together with no instrument, so just singing. And, you know, trying to write a song that people would sing along to without the instruments even being introduced into the mix. And then, you know, when you bring the instruments in, it all kind of fits together. But I don't know I don't know if you'd find any songwriting partnership that, where they say it's all glamorous and, you know, they never fight about it. We certainly, because we're romantically involved as well, we get very heated and passionate about songwriting. And, you know, sometimes it just ends in tears, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we have those breakthroughs, and there's just something really special about the relationship when it does, when the songs do come together and work out.
I'm curious about New Zealand now for you. You have brought the project there already yet for a little tour?
Not exactly. Kind of, sort of. We went down for 2 months for Christmas, so December, January. Mostly to see family. We hadn't met half of my family before. He met my mum, but also our son, Phoenix, hadn't met half of my family. So we went down there on a family vacation. We did a couple of interviews around the place, and we only played one show. We did some traveling around, but it wasn't to play. It was more to, we did a little songwriting, and it was mostly just sightseeing, trying to blow Wesley's mind on the other side of the planet so that he'd get his creative juices flowing. Well, it seems very far away from you know, here in the Pacific Northwest. People always ask me, you know, what are the differences? And I always think, well, you know, the weather's so similar. But obviously, even though we both speak English, it's a completely different culture. And I'm sure where you are, it's exactly the same thing. You know, you can fit into a point. Like, you're always going to miss your friends and your family back home. And I don't know where the switch on that is. And, you know, if we'll ever move back or all of that kind of thing. Mm. There's so many questions with living abroad that I guess for me are left unanswered personally. I don't know where I see myself or if I feel like I fit in or if I feel like I'm at home or not. And I think I could kind of feel at home anywhere and also nowhere. Going back was kind of strange for me because I turned up and I felt like I didn't really belong anymore, but then also it was home too. So I guess that could be said for every expat, no matter where they're from.
Yeah, you've just summed it up for me very well. Yeah, my own emotions. Yeah, you've worked so hard in the Pacific Northwest here in Seattle. Plans for the future yet about touring even further afield?
I've been up to BC a couple of times. Not recently. My last trip was in 2011, and that's when I did my first US Canadian tour. And I started in Canada. Actually, I've got a song on my last CD, Tales from the Dodge, that I wrote while I was sitting on Commercial Drive, which is, I believe where the show is.
Yeah.
And basically what had happened was I was coming from New Zealand, and I had taken 3 plane rides to get there. I had a very little sleep. I think it took 36 hours. I was sort of held over in certain places and then rerouted to Calgary or something. And by the time I arrived, my luggage didn't. And it was 11 o'clock at night, and there was like one shuttle left to get into town. And I didn't have my things, and I didn't have any friends, family, or bandmates. I was on my own to do this big solo tour, and I was just freaking out. All I could do was just cry at the concierge saying, you know, well, you guys need to figure this out. You need to help me out here because I'm a little girl very, very far away from my home and I'm scared right now. But I wrote a really cool song about it. It's called Slice of Home. And the idea is, you know, as a musician, you spend so much time planning your tours. And you get out there and you just kind of want to go home again. So so that's about that. It's for sort of touring, you know, further abroad and what our plans are. Our immediate plan is just to get this W Lovers record underway and you know, buckle down, lock in a producer in a studio. We've got ideas for what we're wanting to do, but nothing's confirmed yet, so I guess we'll sit on that for a little while longer until we're all locked and loaded with the band and ready to hit that red light.
And one more person I just wanted to mention too before we end, Shane Lang, who has organized this show. He's the guy that told me that you existed initially a few years ago. How did you meet Shane? Because he's been really quite helpful.
I was introduced to him on the internet by a wonderful singer-songwriter, another New Zealander, Jordan Rain. And she was living in the UK or maybe Germany at the time, and he had helped her out with a couple of interviews. And I got emailing him for a little bit of promo help, and he just we've been friends ever since, I guess. But Saturday will be the first time that I meet him in person. Super excited about that. It's been maybe 4 or 5 years in the making of a friendship and to never have met.
It will be a special night. It's going to be Saturday night, and along with Alaya Ray, who are honestly one of Vancouver's best bands.
So oh, cool.
You've hit the ground running here. Going to be very special. Café du Soleil on Saturday, 22nd, I believe. We will see you there, Fleur.
Yes, I'll see you there, and I'm excited to see you.
Oh, thank you. Me, likewise. We'll not hear what you want.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Okay, so that was our very special interview with W Lovers, all the way from Seattle, Washington, playing here on Saturday night, Café du Soleil, along with Alea Ray. So that was the second song you heard there. That was Alea Ray with the song Flies. And myself, M. Lund, will be opening the show. That's Café du Soleil, Saturday night, the 22nd of August. This has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name is Matt. We're online at ozstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ozstranded.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, sausage, pork, beef, cheese,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya, Talit, Sinho Musqueam, Mustayo.
metal frame. Try to escape myself! So I must return to the place where I began!
Thank you. Listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Okay, so there we go. There's a local gentleman from Richmond, BC named Malcolm Patterson, and his completely self-recorded produced album called Compass. I played for you two tracks from it, Tomorrow and then Shades of Grey. And yeah, he got in touch with me online, and you can too. If you have music you'd like played on the show, we love our Canadian content. Ozstrandedradio.com is our blog, and you'll find the email address right there. So we're almost out of time. We have African Rhythms coming up in about 7 minutes' time. Time for probably a couple more tracks, some local Vancouver music. Here's a group called TV Ugly. They have a debut EP called UCLA Yankee Cola. And featuring members of local acts The R's and Supermoon. And this EP was recorded by Joe Past of the band Spring, who are sadly no more. He's moved to Montreal. Mastered by Julian Mars. And showcases the band's penchant for gritty, melodic, and addictive pop songs. That's from the exclaim.ca site. So let's play for you a track from the TV Ugly EP. This track is called QC. Oops, we're going to try that again. There was evidently a bit of a problem. We'll be right back. Here we go. Give me a few more seconds. So let's try that again. Yankee Cola. UCLA Yankee Cola is the name of the EP. The group is TV Ugly from Vancouver, BC.
Your eyes come in and out. to focus in the park all alone, early spring, girl in a sling. Been sifting through these remains for years, bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. I've been sifting through these remains for years, bitter tears, bitter pills. Oh, it sucks when there's nothing but gold in those hills. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. Girl, I know what you're going through. I'm going there too. 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 I'm going there.
Out of time. That was Destroyer, of course, from the album that he just put out called Poison Season, and that was a single called Girl in a Sling. And the full album, I think, is released any day now, and I'm excited to hear it. Before that, of course, was TV Ugly, a Vancouver group. They have an EP out called UCLA Yankee Cola EP, and that song was called QC. Thanks for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're back next week, and we have African Rhythms up in a matter of seconds. Bye for now.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and I hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.